Then there are the satenophores, which are such oddballs. They've been placed in a phylum of their own. They're also known as comb jellies for the comb-like rows of tiny paddles they use to swim. They tend to be small, delicate, and hard to study. They come in an array of weird body types. Some are flat and ribbon-like. Others look more like pockets or little crowns. Most use an adhesive to nab their prey. They have what's like exploding glue packets embedded in their tentacles, explains Steve Haddock, a senior scientist at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. In recent decades, jellyfish populations in some parts of the world have boomed. In the 1980s, a comb jelly that's known formally as Meniopsis leedi and informally as the sea walnut showed up in the Black Sea. A native of the western Atlantic, it presumably had been transported in a ship's ballast water and then been discharged. In the Black Sea, it reproduced so prolifically that by 1989, it had reached densities of up to 11 per cubic foot of water. Fish couldn't compete with the jellies for food. Sea walnuts eat as much as 10 times their body weight a day. And many fish became food for the jellies. Local fisheries collapsed. In other parts of the world, swarms of jellyfish have menaced swimmers and clogged fishing nets. In 2006, beaches in Italy and Spain were closed because of a bloom of jellyfish known as mauve stingers. In 2013, a Swedish nuclear plant temporarily shut down because moon jellies were blocking its intake pipes. Situations like these led to a spate of reports that jellyfish were taking over the seas. One website warned of the attack of the blob. Another predicted Goomageddon. But scientists say the situation is more complicated than such headlines suggest. Jellyfish populations fluctuate naturally, and people tend to notice only the boom part of the cycle.